This week in Fat Guy Square, we talk about pretty much anything we can think about, because it's the first one back, and honestly, none of us were really prepared. Balls.
Fat Guy Squared.
Wait, you're offended? Go fuck yourself. Listen to something else. For those of you who want to be entertained, here's the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche.
Now what the fuck was that, man?
This is what I'm trying to tell you. The music, man. The music.
Did we get
denied?
We did. So here's why that happened. Okay, I played it for a couple reasons. One being on YouTube last week, I found out that we had three copyright infringements. God, I hate your sampling ability. So it basically... we got written up for playing some instrumentals, even though they weren't the regular, like the actual instrumentals. They were like knockoff versions of them, but apparently they were too close to the main track. Blah, 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 blah. It's a problem.
The real reason why we got shut down, folks, is because...
Oh, sexy girlfriend!
That's right. I'm sexy as fuck.
I really got nothing to go with on that. So that song that we were just playing, I think, what is it? Little Nas, X Nas?
Sure. Let's go with, Nas.
And who was the other guy?
That would be Billy Ray Cyrus.
Cyrus the Virus.
Him and that fucking stupid song, the Hakey Breaky, Hakey Mickey Heart bullshit.
That was
guy.
Him, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my God. That song, I had nightmares about that song. It was that bad.
So I got recommended to talk about this topic because, you know, our buddy Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he was telling me, basically, Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas, they came up with the song, and all of a sudden on the Billboard charts, they were in the top 20.
All right.
Awesome, right? Congratulations to them. But... then all of a sudden, there's a big controversy going on because Billboard said, nah, bro, they just kicked them off.
Why, though? What was the reason?
Well, that's where there's some controversy. So a lot of people saying it's a race thing.
Billy Ray Cyrus is whiter than I am.
But Lil Nas.
Okay, but the bulk of the song is just Billy Ray Cyrus singing.
It's basically they kicked them off because of the fact... that he's making fun of you making country songs because he's not country by any means. And he added a twang to his voice and talked about a horse.
What do you mean? Billy Ray Cyrus is country.
Yeah, but he's not the one doing the prime portion of the song.
So, wait, I'm gonna play it again, and yeah. I'm just trying to understand because all I hear is... And, folks, we can't get whacked for copyright infringement on this, can we?
Probably, but that's okay.
Oh, fuck them then. All right.
They can't take all our money. We have none.
I mean, literally 13 seconds in is only him. I don't get it, man. It's a decent song. What the fuck are we talking about? Okay. If we're going to get whacked for infringement, I want to play Summertime. The whole reason why we're doing this episode.
Oh.
But I don't want Will Smith to hit me.
We could. Oh, yeah, because I like Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just like the town, it's a terrible, terrible song.
No. Oh, whoa. No.
It's not a good song.
In Miami, the place with the sunset.
Oh, God damn it. No. You know what? It's because you're in the rap and all that bullshit. I'm telling you, Miami's a terrible fucking town.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I've been there. It's not pleasant. It's just still a not, bunch of terrible.
It's not Central Falls.
It's close enough. You put water next to it. It's night light. Central Falls is all night light, you know. Everybody's out at night over there.
I have a feeling that Central Falls is, give it 10 years, is going to double in price to live there.
It's all three-family houses. What the fuck are you talking about?
The graduation rate has substantially gone up in the past couple of years. Crime rate has went down substantially.
He's been smoking a lot of drugs.
I haven't been smoking anything.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so this summer, a lot of things are happening this year for me as far as summer goes. My son, my middle son, is graduating high school and trying to figure out what he can do for himself through life at this point. You know what I mean? My oldest son is going to college, doing his thing.
He should be a comedian.
My oldest?
No, God, no.
I was going to say.
No, your middle.
Are we talking about the right kid?
Your middle. He's definitely got that gene.
He's got my genes in him?
That's awkward. No, he's got the improv in him.
The improv. To be a comedian, it doesn't mean you're improvising.
Yeah, but he could fly real quick off the cuffs. The cusp?
Or the cuff? Cusp.
Is it cusp or cuff?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I keep getting made fun of because I keep saying nip it in the butt.
It's in the nip it in the bud, dude. Not butt.
Yeah,
butt.
It sounds better with butt, though.
No, it really doesn't, though.
I think it does. What do you know?
I'm just going to...
I got a real red wagon.
And sit here in color. That's all. So what are you planning on doing for this summer? I know you're a big disc golf guy, and we're supposed to do an episode before that, right?
Not anymore.
What do you mean, not anymore?
What
just happened?
I have an old man injury.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, let's start from the beginning. So when Nathan turned, well, apparently he's 65 now. When Nathan turned whatever the fuck age he is right now.
32.
Yeah, okay. He his sister gave him a year subscription?
Oh.
Gave him something along the lines to go and play disc golf at a place in Mass.
There's a place called Borderlands State Park. And for Rhode Islanders, if every time you go and park your car, it's $10 to go there.
Oh.
So she bought me a season's pass.
All right. And what's the season pass for?
A season pass is for the parking. So I can go there.
Oh, I thought it was for disc golf.
No, just for the park.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay. So, and when you go to the park, they have that disc golf course there, right?
Yeah, nice. It's an 18-hole course. It's a regulation for tournaments.
Now, folks, for those of you who don't know what disc golf is, I know we've talked about it before, but it's
fucking awesome.
It's frisbee. I'm going to tell you how I look at it. It's frisbee that you throw into what looks like a garbage can with a hole in it. And
you're an asshole.
Tell me that's not what it looks like.
It's.
Explain to me in layman's terms. I've never played it before. I'm not going to sit here and deny the fact that I'm looking at it from a different perspective. But explain to me, in your terminology, what it is that it is.
Disc golf uses all the regulations that golf uses.
Okay.
Except instead of using putters, or golf clubs, I should say, you're using discs that signify for a driver club or mid-range club or a putter club.
So you're using different size discs.
Yes.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I should really bring them down one time because I have them in my car.
But are the discs in the shape of
frisbees.
Something that you throw and other people catch?
No.
Okay, so it's not a frisbee.
Put it this way.
Dickhead.
If I threw my driver, okay, which can, the one that I have can go up to 500, 600 feet.
All right.
If I threw that, and say you were at the other receiving end of that.
Okay.
And you didn't catch it, and it hit you in the head. You're going in the hospital for a long time.
Okay, I don't knock that, but it's a fucking frisbee that
no,
you're throwing.
The material it's made of is absolutely different.
Oh, that's bullshit.
So a frisbee
it's a frisbee. Fuck them.
A frisbee is like a high compressed plastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are thick rubber, solid rubber. And it's so, and as I was saying, there's different sizes. So the driver is thinner, okay, and
all right.
They're all the same size circumference-wise. but they're thinner. The you know how like a Frisbee has a grip that you can grab a hold on?
Sure.
Okay, so that changes in size the further it goes.
Okay.
So the putter ones are pretty thick because it needs less air aerodynamic. It's just going straight.
Okay.
Mid-range is thinner. Driver is really thin, almost like a discus that you would have in track.
I'm telling you right now, folks, he is lighting up. His eyes
are
open wide.
I love the game. I love it.
It's like talking to Santa Claus. He finally
do you know
got
how I got into it?
He finally got to sit on Santa Claus' lap and tell him what he wanted.
Do you know how I got into it?
No, not even a little bit.
About 3 years ago, when I had the heart attack.
Oh, good. Okay.
I went, had the heart attack.
Summertime, folks. We're talking about summertime right now.
We're going to get back. Loop it around. Full circle.
We're going to have to change the opening on this one,
too. A
couple
summers ago, I had a heart attack. And I quit smoking.
Oh, good.
And I just needed to do something. And my sister's like, hey, we, her husband tried this, and he liked it. So she recommends. She's like, you should look it up. So I looked it up, and I'm like, it's a game for potheads. I was like, it's not my thing.
Okay.
So I was like, I'll give it a try. And needless to say, first time I went, I was hooked automatically.
Oh, well, now, again, let me go back to the beginning of this. When I said you were throwing a disc into a trash can style,
oh, yeah.
Is that wrong?
It's still kind of wrong.
Oh.
So it's...
Is it a circle with a hole in it?
No.
What are you throwing it into?
So picture two circles, okay? And they're one on top of the other, about a foot apart.
Okay.
A foot and
circles
a half.
In what?
So hear me out. It's a metal plate. Think of it a plate.
Okay.
Okay. And then about a foot and a half above it, you have another plate inverted.
Okay.
And
but,
then between
but are,
those.
Are there metal sides?
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Between those, it's chains, like chain link.
Okay. So it's a trash can without the sides.
Yeah, I guess, but that's a completely different thing. It's chain link, and the reason they have the chain link is so when you throw it, it will grab it.
Okay, folks, so it's a trash can that you throw a Frisbee in, as I was saying. Continue.
So, I love it, and I just bought three brand new discs. I'm part of the PDGA now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's official, folks. I have my own disc card.
Oh, he has his own cards.
So I can do tournaments for money.
Folks, he busts my balls about being a geek, and I'm going to play this back to him.
And so, oh, this is a whole story in itself.
Okay, well, go for it,
okay.
Man.
So a couple weeks ago, we had our first nice Sunday, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Because I called you up and told you about it because we discussed an episode that we're going to have in the future one day.
I tried to. I wanted to do it. I'm not knocking the fact of doing it. It's just if your old man grandpa injuries stop you, it's not my fault.
No, not that. The episode we talked about. The Porno Olympics.
Oh,
don't worry.
I want to do it, but we didn't set it up enough time.
No. Stay tuned.
We're going to do an episode of the Porno Olympics. I'm telling you, it's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away because people will steal it.
Now, you guys got to understand is I was calling him to tell him about disc golf, and we got into Porno Olympics. Imagine how we went around that.
Generally speaking, when we have conversations, it's all of 20 minutes at a time, and we talk about nonsensical bullshit, and it is what it is. But this particular conversation, I don't know how it happened, but we started talking, and then all of a sudden I was like, dude, what if we were to do like the Olympics, except start adding porn stars into it and just have them do. Yeah, I don't want. I don't want to get into it. But that conversation was like a 45-minute conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And the excitement in both of our eyes. I think the best part about it was my name.
Oh yeah, no, it was. I forgot what my name was.
I don't know. I think mine was.
I want to say it was Jack Dickelson or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yours was Jack Dickelson, and mine was Richard Big D Henderson. So, anyways, I was going to pick up my girlfriend because it was the first nice day. I just got my discs in. I said to my girlfriend, "What are we doing?" She's like, nothing. I was like, all right, why don't we go disc golfing? I want to show. She's like, this sounds like a great idea. So we went to Slater Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep.
Which Slater Park is a local park that we grew up near. It's just, you know.
In the ghetto.
Yeah. And they have only a 9-hole disc golf. But it's still something. So I figured it'd be a good trial run. Not to mention, I was going to say I'm out of shape, but I'm really just a shape. So,
what?
Okay.
That was perfect timing.
I've never wanted to ground somebody more. So, we went and...
So, you're saying that you're a shape, huh?
Prepare to be astonished.
What shape are we talking about, Nate?
A circle. And not a square. A circle.
See, I'm just...
Oh, sexy girl.
Oh, my God. I hate you. So, we got to Slater Park. I gave my girlfriend some discs, and I said, this is what you do. I didn't explain how to throw it, nothing. I just said, take the discs. You got to get it over there.
Yep.
So I'm setting her up for failure, and I'm fine with it.
Dude, it's fucking Frisbee.
You think that, right? So the first hole is a par three.
Okay.
I did it in three throws. My girlfriend did it in 18.
It happens.
So...
It's like me and mini golf. I can't do mini golf to save my life.
The next hole was a par four. I did it in three. She gave up because she hit a tree in front of her three times.
Again, you know, you're an asshole because you don't work with her.
So we were getting ready. I could see it in her eyes. She's like, I'm done. And I'm like, oh, God. Now, one thing, I love my girlfriend dearly, but one thing about her is if she fails at something, she will not continue to do it.
Wait, hold it. You did it to her.
I know.
You did it to her.
But, like, for instance, she sucks at bowling. So she's like, all right, I suck at bowling, so I'm never going bowling again.
Yeah,
that's how her mentality works.
I get it. I get it. But in that particular situation, you rigged her to fail, as you said. And now you got to reap the benefits of that.
I know. I'm getting to that.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Hurry up.
So we go to hole three, and... The hole three wraps around to back to my car. So I'm like, she's not throwing. She's done. So I finish the hole, and we're walking back to the car. And I'm like, she's like, why are we leaving? I'm like, you hate it. I'm not going to force you to stay. Let's just go. And she's like, no. Can you just show me? And I was like.
You should have did it from the get-go, asshole.
Will you shut up? So.
I could tell it's going to be that episode. People are going to love this one. They're going to get all the 10 minutes in and go, these fucking assholes. I'm done. Save this one to the last one of the group.
So I said, all right. So I said, take the disc and throw it as far as you can straight. And went like 8 feet. And I was like, all right, what do we do? So I went out there.
You take it to a real sport.
I went 15 feet out, gave her the disc, and I said, hit me.
She spot on, right in the forehead.
She almost ripped my head off. I was like, what the fuck? So I gave her another disc. Phew, right at my kneecap. So I step back. I move 20 feet back. Phew, right at my chest. This girl's going, I'm standing behind a tree so that she shouldn't be able to. She curved it, angled it. She did it perfectly. So all we had to do was as we went through the holes.
Put up little pictures of you.
No, I stood in the middle of the field like a moron. I'm sitting there. I'm like, hit me. All of a sudden, that first hole, she went from a 17 par to a 6.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good improvement. So either way, went. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, old man injuries. So we went and did this. And
I don't want to cut you off, but I got to actually have a story in the same vein.
Okay.
Except this is a man's type of sport. Horseshoes.
An old-ass man.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it's a... So I can remember years ago, we were having a party at a house where we lived in Cumberland. And one of our uncles was there. I'm not going to say who. He was there.
One of ours?
Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And we were playing horseshoes on the side of the house. And one of the uncles on the other side of my family was there, and these two were going at it. They were not happy about each other. So one would throw a horseshoe. One of our uncles would throw the horseshoe, and, you know, whatever. The other guy would grab the horseshoes, and he started fucking hucking them. And every time, no matter where he would land, the fucking horseshoe would be right where he was standing prior to. He was trying to fucking whack him with the horseshoes the whole time. And he didn't catch on. He, you know, finally the game ended and he walked away and what the hell?
Oh, I fought it. It's
folks, I told the story and he gave me the look of just sheer despair. What was that about?
A sushi?
Oh, sushi doesn't make you shit like that, man.
Oh, sushi does. I can taste it.
So anyway, there were two or three stories along those lines with the horse. It's funny as hell because, you know, the way my house is set up in Cumberland, it was a little narrow lane. It was all of maybe 5 feet across from fence to house.
Yep.
And no matter where the guy stood, the fucking thing. I mean, he
just rolled where he stood.
He didn't roll. He was throwing it at him. He was fucking. He's trying to pelt them with him, but he wasn't catching on. You know, some people just don't catch on. so anyway, back to the story. Go ahead.
Okay.
Old man hurting.
Yeah. So, I left. I felt fine. A couple days later, I couldn't move. Like, you're gonna see it and try have to explain it. I can move my arm this way. I can't move this way.
You're not supposed to move it that way.
I can't move it that way, and I can't move this over here.
So you're not breakdancing with me today?
No breakdancing.
Fuck.
So I went to the chiropractor, and I was like, yo, I'm having some problems. What's going on? And he's like, I said, I got my – something's up with my shoulder area. He's like, okay, what were you doing? And I was like, disc golf. And he goes, what the fuck is that?
I had to go through
the whole speech. And so after I explained it to him, he asked me if I used to pitch when I was younger, and I did.
Yeah, he was definitely a pitcher. He wasn't a catcher.
Oh, you would be the catcher. So come to find out, I
said that wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. You totally said that wrong.
I guess I'm the catcher today, folks.
I have it's called an AC joint separation. Which means my AC joint, which is part of my rotator cuff,
yes, dear,
is separating from it.
Cool.
I'm basically Joseph.
No.
I remember he had some issues with that.
No, Joseph had an arm dislocation.
Oh.
His arm was completely separated from the joint that his, you know, that his rotator cuff is. It was in pieces, two pieces. There's one, there's two. Like these.
Yeah, well, mine's just not connecting that well. So
yeah, it'll get better over time.
So I was like, so how long can I until I play disc golf? And this is what he said. He goes, I don't know. I mean, a couple weeks, but as far as I'm concerned, it's not a real sport anyway. So I was like, wow, all right.
That guy is awesome.
So, yeah, that's my story about that and why I'm getting old. I'm feeling old lately.
So the one thing that you could do to stay in any kind of positive shape is no longer a thing that you can do.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to stay healthy and stuff, and I'm hurting myself every which way. I'm pulling I went to work, right?
Okay.
I was on the phone.
You were pulling yourself at work?
I was on the phone with customer care trying to fix something for a customer.
All right.
They put me on hold, right? I had to poo. I had to poo. So it was a life-concerning situation. I'm looking out the door.
Life-concerning situation. He had to shit himself.
And you know when you know, like, you have approximately 3.5 to 4 minutes before it's coming out regardless.
Oh, my God. He was turtling.
Turtle. I had a Galapagos coming out of my bum.
Oh, my God.
All right, so.
Wait, hold on. What the fuck is a Galapagos?
A Galapagos turtle. Isn't that what they call them?
No,
what do they call them?
I don't know what a Galapagos is.
I thought it was a turtle. Hold on. Now you got me looking it up.
Galapagos is like a geographic location, isn't it?
Yeah, but.
This is great. This is great.
Yeah, a Galapagos tortoise.
Let me see. That I don't even know if that's how you say that.
I know shit. All right.
I don't think so, dude.
It's a turtle that comes from the Galapagos Islands, so they call it the Galapagos
turtle. Sure,
anyways,
sure.
So, needless to say, I was texting the girlfriend, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm on the phone with customer care. They got me on hold. I got to poo.
Wow, and you guys have made it to that point where you're talking about shit, huh?
Yeah, and she goes, well, you shit on the phone with me all the time. So, so I was like, great. Yes. I put a will be right back on the door, lock the door, go to the bathroom, shut the door, drop the pants, sit on the toilet, start to go, pull the muscle in my neck.
You tensing up too much.
I'm sitting there going, how the hell does this happen? I can't even manage to take a shit correctly.
I honestly think that you are at that age where you were so movable as a youngster. Your body's starting to tense up now because it's not, you don't have the movement anymore. You know what I mean?
It's funny that you say that because when I was at the chiropractor and he was fixing the shoulder, he cracked my neck and then he was trying to crack my back.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy's 6'2", 240 pounds solid.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I can't crack your back, Nate. I was like, the hell you mean? He's like, I can't. Your back is too stiff. It's not bending. And I'm like, that's because I don't bend.
You need to. You know what? And this is God's honest truth. Anybody out there that has issues with flexing and movement and so on and so forth, understand the only way to stop that is to become more flexible. Now, I was always dead set against doing like a yoga or something along those lines. It's funny, but I have an issue with my lower back where, what is that? The
sciatic?
The sciatica nerve.
Jesus, I'm so good at this today.
Because it keeps breaking on you. Anyway, my sciatica keeps acting up, and it's basically throwing your back out. It feels like that. Mm. But doing what would be considered downward dog and so on and so forth. You know, you bust my balls. But when I have those back issues, if I don't do that, I'm down for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
And I'm in some serious pain.
Does your wife like it when you do the downward dog?
But when I do the actual positions, 2 or 3 days and I'm back up and I'm moving.
Really?
I mean, it's very much, you got to stay flexible. I mean, if there's any kind of good health thing, and the summertime's even better for it because it gives you a chance to get out there and move and so on and so forth. But if there's any kind of good health thing that I would ever tell anybody to do, I don't care about eating, I don't care about exercise, stay flexible. The more rigid you are, your rigidity is going to make your life fucking miserable.
Well, the chiropractor said, he goes, all right, now this is what I want you to do. Let's try an exercise. I said, okay. He goes, stand up. I stand up. He goes, all right, I want you to touch your toes. I said, what?
If you pick your feet up, I'll touch yours.
And he goes, touch your toes. And I was like, okay. And I'm going. He's like, you're touching your knees. Can you get below your knees? And I'm like, yeah.
I get down to my toes. I can do my toes.
Yeah, I can't.
I stay as flexible as I possibly can.
I had him laughing. I was like, Doc, I don't know what you want. I haven't been able to scrub my legs since 1992.
Dude, if you hear yourself talk, you should really do something about that.
No, and here's the thing. How can I put it? That's why I'm glad we're doing the podcast setup that we are now.
Sure, sure.
Because I have been.
Oh,
I've
okay.
been doing a lot more walking.
You've been letting the girlfriend peg you, so you're bending over, getting that stretch
coming
going?
From the guy who knows how to do the downward dog.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. Hey, I'm the one who doesn't have the old guy fucking problems, Mr. 32-year-old.
32-year-old popping your neck out when you poo.
I am the fucking old guy, and I don't have those problems.
That's true. And I remember I sent a message to my girlfriend. I said, I just pulled my neck out pooing. And she goes, yeah, because you're old as shit. I'm like, wow, all right.
At least you said old and not fat.
That's true. And she loves me.
The underlining comment in that was, it's because you're old, fat, and really obnoxious.
I'll do stuff like disc golf. Or like, I like going to zoos in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
And
shitty zoos?
It sucks, dude. We got crappy things here, bro. It's like they'll put a pigeon in a cage and they're like, this is a zoo.
Yeah, no. Some of the zoos around here are pretty shitty. I got to admit, the one in Providence is, in a scale of 1 to 10, the new upgrades have made it more of like a 6 or a 7.
See, and I think Southwick is better.
Southwick, it's half the size, and it's got, like, a lion. I mean, just a lion. No. Not a lion.
When was the last time you went?
When it had a lion.
Oh, man, it's different now. So now, one, they give encounters. Do you know what that means? So you can pay money, and you can go play with a baby rhino.
That's all I want is to play with the rhino.
So there's a reindeer area where you could feed deer. You can go.
Oh, dear.
You can see the alligators, the lions, the tigers.
Oh, my.
The bears. Oh, my. Like, I was carrying a baby goat. I don't think I was supposed to, but I was carrying it anyways. And he just looked up at me. He was like, hi.
How does it feel having fleas?
They don't have fleas, do they?
Sure they do. They all have something.
Oh, my God. You're such a germaphobe.
I like eating animals. I don't like holding them.
That took a turn.
I have 3 dogs just in case the end of the world happens.
Yeah,
I'm not lying to you. They will all get eaten first, like before the canned goods. The dogs are gone.
What is that? A Great Dane?
Yeah.
He's gone real quick.
Well, I mean,
no, the husk would go.
The husky is the first to go because they'll need a coat because it'll be sub-zero out.
And honestly, if it's the end of the world, you're gonna be stressed out, and his little annoying bark, you're gonna be like, "Fuck you, dude, you're gone."
In all honesty, the husky's probably the one I should keep because he's the only one that can survive in the cold.
Yeah.
You know, it all depends on the end of the world and time frames in terms of, you know, the day. If it's a summertime, Husky's the first to go. If it's a wintertime, the Dane's the first to go. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you got a little bitch, you got an annoying one, and you got a jackass.
Well, little one's going to be a nice soup, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just kidding. I'm not going to kill my animals.
If is you it, think is it FEMA? Is that who's going to come
FEMA?
After? Wait, who comes?
No, it's the National Animal something, something, something.
Oh,
something.
NAMA.
It's NAMA. I think that's, no, NAMBLA is National Man Boy. There's a National Man Boy something or other.
I don't know. It's funny because I had a customer who came in. He was an older woman, probably mid-60s. And she goes, I checked out your podcast.
Oh, no.
And I said, yeah. And she goes, you guys are so funny, especially the big one. And I was like, yes. Thank you very much.
She meant tall.
Yeah.
The tall one.
I think
that's
she
me.
Meant fat.
Well, then that's you.
But she said, she's like, you guys are hilarious because you both, she said you both make dumb comments.
That's just, we're gonna change the title of it to Dumb Comment Podcast.
There you go.
You know, but
so what are you waiting to do this summer? What are you planning on doing?
This summer, I have to rebuild my back deck, my side deck, my front deck. No, I have to, my front deck. I did a couple of years ago. I got to build a couple of decks, folks. On a side, I build decks. That's what I do. Last year, I built the what would be equivalent of 1,000 square foot deck, which
is that the one I fell through?
Yeah, that's the no, not that one, you dickhead. You know what? The one reason why, okay, folks, okay,
here we
you
go.
Know what? I had to build a deck for my family, and my family wanted me to do it with not as much wood as I needed. Let's just go that route. Don't get me wrong, it is what it is. Decks are expensive. If you're going to build any kind of a deck, it's expensive. So I did it in a way.
Is it really expensive?
That top deck is probably going to run me about $1,500.
Pocket change for you.
Yeah, there
man.
You go. Yeah, oh yeah. So, and that's not replacing the whole deck. That's now my top deck, folks, is like a 10x15, and I mean the external wood is all rotted and what have you. The actual framing is still good, so I'm going to keep the framing, but I got to move stairways and put new railings up. About $1,500 in the Northeast. You go Central, Northern America, probably running about $9,000 to $1,000.
There you go.
Anyway, so I built the deck. In a different way of doing it, and it was supposed to have lag bolts through it to offset the weight that would be put on it. And I said from the very beginning, I said, you need to lag these. I'm not doing it. You need to do it. And you cannot put a lot of weight on this deck. It's not meant for that. It's just if you sit on it, have a great day. Anything over maybe 1,000, 2,000 pounds, don't do it. Anything over 1,000 pounds. Don't do it. So
And fast. No, folks, he's not saying I weigh 1,000 pounds. Well, agree with that.
Anyway, fast forward like a week after I built this deck, and my mother decided to put everything on this deck.
Yep.
I mean everything.
Yep.
And then she decided to put tables on this deck and put 25 people on this deck.
Yep.
And I went, what are you doing? Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. And as I'm saying, as she's saying that, the deck collapsed. And I went, you didn't put the fucking legs in, did you? And no. So I literally went to this party. I went to Home Depot. I fixed the deck. I put the legs in the deck. And then I had this fat fucking myself jumping on the deck, showing everybody that nobody was gonna, it wasn't going to break. And you know, it is what it is. I'll be the first to tell you, though, I didn't build it to spec. It wasn't meant to be used the way they were using it. It was just meant for them two to sit on it, maybe a dog, you know, whatever the case is, just sit there and enjoy the weather. And that's all it was. It was all, you know, it's a foot off the ground, for fuck's sake.
The moral of the story is if you build a deck and you'd like to have us test it for you, we can do some jumping jacks.
So that's one deck I built. That was 2 years ago. And the deck is still up, by the way. I fixed it. It hasn't gone down again. It's appropriate to be used. That being said, the next deck, this one, now 1,000-square-foot deck, if you
that's
don't
big.
Understand.
That's the, this basement.
That's the size of this house.
Basement.
Well, if you go to the top floor without all the walls, that's about the size of the top floor of this
that's
house.
That's pretty gigantic. That's a huge yard it's
taking
up. It's
three, it's four separate decks that we built, one of which is a freestanding that wraps a pool. Two of which are freestanding, that you're actually grossing yourself out. That's fucking hilarious. Three of which that are freestanding.
Oh, my neck.
right off the ground, and we attached the decks together. And then the fourth one was off the side of a house, that kind of thing. And worked out well. I mean, it took we did it through the weekend, so it took about a month to get it done, about 8 hours a day. I mean, it was a big fucking deck.
Yeah.
And that particular deck ran about...
So were you able to do, like, a different deck each time because it's, like,
pretty
separate?
Much.
Yeah.
That particular deck, when it was done, was about $8,000.
Wow.
But he went above and beyond. He, you know, piped out. He's a real big summer guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good friend of mine, and we were able to get it done, and he's happy with what he got. You know, we had to extend certain parts of the deck where he wasn't expecting it to. And, you know, whenever you build something like that, you need to take into account. We're gonna do this old house, guys. I'm sorry.
So what? Who cares?
Yeah, these people don't want to hear about building decks. They don't give a fuck.
Who knows? Maybe they're thinking about doing one. I burned one this summer.
You burnt? Yeah, but that was a freestanding deal. It was old and rotted.
No, it wasn't rotted.
It wasn't?
No, that thing.
I thought that was rotted.
It was made probably when I was eight, nine.
That was rotted. I guarantee you.
The railings around it, the pillars, all that was rotted. But the actual wood underneath, we had to pry them up. And then once we pried up, we had to use a saw to cut them because they were unbreakable. They were solid. So we didn't have.
That was a pool deck at his mom's property. She had a pool deck. Oh, I remember that pool too. That pool was massive.
It was.
It's a big fucking pool.
Yeah, and we ended up, when we were selling the house, they were like, the pool, no one's going to want the house with the pool the way it was.
No, yeah.
So they said, because the liner was broken. So they said, just take down the pool. So I took down the pool, and then we're like, oh, this looks dumb. But there's just a deck standing there.
should have kept it. Like, well, they were really big into doing
random decks.
They were big into doing theater.
So we were, that'd be hilarious. So we had like a 25-yard trash thing.
Yeah.
And we were filling it up with stuff in the house, and we're like, that deck ain't going to fit.
No.
So I looked at my brother. I was like, what are we going to do? And they're like, we're going to burn it.
Yeah.
So we burned it in the back because now we had a sand pit.
I'm telling you right now, grab a beer, get the fire going, and fucking marshmallow that bitch up.
So where the pool was underneath was all sand, so we could burn it there and not have to worry about the ground. So we're burning.
I wasn't even worried about the ground.
So we're burning it, and we're all like, What if the fire department comes because you need a permit and stuff?
No, you don't. You just have to have hot dogs or something on the side of you.
So that's what my brother-in-law said. So he's like, oh, I got that covered. And I'm like, what? And he pulls out of his pocket, it's potato inside of aluminum foil. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, let them show up. I'm going to roast it.
It's pretty much a law throughout most of the Northeast. When you do something along those lines, if you have some form, now guys, I'm telling you right now, it's. I think it's a law. I could be completely fucking wrong, but at
sounds
one
like
point,
a loophole to me.
At one point in my backyard, I had a pit, and it's not exaggeration. I had a pit that was 10 feet by 10 feet, and we were putting full on pallets in this fucking pit. It got so hot, I melted my siding, and the pit was in the middle of the yard. About 25 feet away from my house.
Wow.
And I had the flames so high. We have pictures of it. The flames were about 40 feet in the air. And
that's a problem.
No, it got to the point where it was fucking raining, and we couldn't feel the rain because it was that hot. It would just melt off.
This is before you had the deck?
No, I had the deck there.
You didn't know. Is that why we got to replace the deck?
The thing is, I've never had the fire department show up, ever. And even if they did, we had hot dogs always available. We're grilling.
Well, next to a couple houses down from my mother's, there was a landscaping company that used to take all the brush that they got from people's yards and had this massive pile, which is probably 3 or 4 times the size of your house. I'm not exaggerating.
All right, yep.
Okay, and every year he'd light it up.
Well, that's a different story because refuge kind of goes everywhere.
So I remember I was concerned one time because it was snowing in my yard. And I'm like, Mom, it's snowing. She's like, it's not snowing. It's July. I'm like, come outside. And it was the ashes.
It gets that way in about a month from now over here. That's what's going to end up happening. You're going to have everybody with fucking fireworks. And it starts... And I shit you not, I know it's July is when generally the fire, but these people start like 2.5 months ahead of time. It's fucking nuts. And it's literally, I found full on, now these people take a ride to fucking New Hampshire, and they get the full on mortars.
Yeah.
And I find mortars in my yard and whatnot, and it's just, it's not even from my immediate neighbors. It's like everywhere. Like last night, as a matter of fact, around 6:30, we started hearing fireworks.
See, I don't mind that. My thing,
it drives me nuts.
I'm looking forward to, and my girlfriend laughed because that Sunday we went driving after we went disc golfing.
Oh, yeah.
And she laughed at me. She's like, you're a child. Because as we're driving, people were burning. And I'm just like.
That's not a child thing. That's a man thing.
I don't care about burning. I don't want to.
I like the smell.
The whole, you know, roasting and being near a fire at night, I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. It's just driving by and smelling it. Just like hot pavement right after a quick rain.
I can't do the pavement, but I like burning stuff.
Yeah, it's just, smells so good.
This kid is literally shitting himself as he goes.
So good.
All right, you know, we're going to end this. Fuck it. Yeah, we're literally jambling on. Jambling. I said jambling.
See, yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I think we got issues.
We're literally rambling on about nothing.
No, I don't think so. I think that people... I think this stuff is relatable.
It's relatable, but it's also, I mean, you know what, folks? I'm going to be completely honest with you, off the books. This is our very first show back after, 2 months?
Well, to you guys, it seems like a week.
Yeah, yeah.
But we
record all of these every 2 months or so, give or take. Fucking idiot. We record these every 2 months or so, and this is the first of... You know, the 48 that we're going to do, apparently. So, usually the first one is always the shitty one. You could play Guess That Podcast on the last 10 of them that we did. And I guarantee you, the one that gets zero downloads is the one that... As we progress, it gets so much better because we get tired and we start saying and doing stupid shit.
Yeah, we play this game called Wing It.
That's why we have 48... people who download us.
Yeah. I still can't believe where our stats are right now. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you know what, man? I'll be honest with you. I haven't even thought to look.
You want me to check?
Go ahead. What the hell? We got 5 minutes to kill.
Yeah.
I'll sit here and I'll sing to you folks.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, people.
And I had the time of my life. It's my life, not your life.
Well, why not? Can't it be your life?
Oh, my good gay God.
So.
Fuck you.
All right. So here's the stats, people. Let's go to overview.
Wait a minute, folks. I got to set this up for them.
Prepare to be astonished.
Okay, let's do it.
1,100 downloads.
1,100 downloads, and that's from the year of...
not a year.
I'm talking like an old Englishman. That's from the year of Lot.
So...
1,100 downloads since last...
October?
Last October, yeah. We're almost at a year. Holy shit.
You ready for the hits?
Yeah.
Just under 56,000.
Oh, look at that, huh?
Yep. And we have finally...
People love us. Love us.
Let's go to the view.
We had some people out in Thailand downloading us.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Who cares? They like us. We're all over the place. We got Sweden.
Thank you. Come again.
United Kingdom.
Thank you. Come again. I don't know what I'm doing.
Canada.
Hey.
Philippines.
Thank you. Come again.
Indonesia.
Thank you. Come again.
Jamaica.
You're making me crazy. Thank you.
Nigeria.
Yeah, no, we don't pick into Nigerians.
No.
They're very nice people.
Saudi Arabia.
Yep, same. Nope. Hey, thank you.
And I don't know where this is. SX.
That's the underwater world that we're not supposed to know about.
I don't know what is
SX.
Oh, it's a Caribbean island.
Ah, oh, cool.
Saint Martin, part of the Kingdom of Netherlands.
I could thank you. Yeah. Come again.
So yeah, we're getting around.
That's right, you whore.
It's funny what in the United States, where is it? There we go. We have tackled Rhode Island.
We have tackled
Massachusetts, Connecticut, Michigan, Maryland, New York, New Hampshire, California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, Indiana, North Carolina, Nevada, Virginia, Idaho, Ohio, and I love this part, others.
And others.
I
there
forgot.
You go.
Where's that state located?
It's south of, yeah, there. All right, folks.
South of yeah, there.
We're done today.
Yeah.
We love you very, very, very much, and thank you again for listening. And you know what, man? You definitely, all kidding aside, this is all distressive to us. When push comes to shove, yeah. It's all bullshit. It's all dumb. It's all ridiculousness. But you know what? Every time we're done, the very next day, I stop and I go, this was a great time. This
yep.
is fucking hilarious.
Yep.
So. Whether you enjoyed it or not, I just want to say thank you. And please continue to listen. And we always end it the same way. We're going to do it that way right now. Nathan.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good.
See, I'd like to tell you you're gassy as balls, but that's
Yeah. Yeah. public service announcement.
What's up?
Don't force when you're pooping. You could pull a muscle.
Don't force it. Let it go freely.
Yeah. Let it go. Let it go.
On that note, now we just done another infringement.
Yeah.
Good night.
If I'm that close to the song, then we got issues.
Good night, sweet prince. Folks, love you.
Toodles.
Hey, folks, that was the show. Now here's the routine. Nate?
You can reach us over at fatguysquared@gmail.com. You can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, like and subscribe to us on podbean.com, iTunes, and Android.
Take it easy.